everyone. Today is 9/11. Well, that means a lot to a lot of people. So let's see what 9/11 means to me. I'm going to tell a story when I first went to the World Trade Centers. Actually, my uncle worked in the World Trade Centers, and they were having, I think it was a Christmas party, and they had all these different types of food, and that was my first time tasting England clam chowder. Up until today, I love England clam chowder. So when I heard that the plane had crashed into the World Trade Center, I was like shocked. I remember my sister calling me and she was like, "Did you see it on the news?" And I'm like, "Did I see what?" She was like, "The plane crashed into the World Trade Center." And then all of a sudden, I seen it go in slow motion. And then the whole thing just collapsed. And I remember speaking to a friend of mine. And he's like, "Oh my God, I was right there. I was right next to it. I seen the whole thing." And I was like, "Wow, you could have been hurt." And he agreed that he could have been hurt. And, you know, but that was a big day for New Yorkers. That was a day that everybody came together. Every nationality, every culture, just everybody was pulling together and everybody was helping each other. And that's the time when, after all of that happened, New York became silent. Like there was nothing, or it's just like it stopped moving for a moment. And if you've ever been to New York, it is the most fastest paced in place. Like walking on the streets, on the sidewalks, you have to move out the way because everybody is in a rush, in a hurry. That's how they are, in a rush, in a hurry. And I have to say, I love New York. Not now, but I did love New York because there was some great times up in New York. I mean, you can have some wonderful times and some wonderful stories to tell up in New York. Now is different, very different from when I was there, when I stayed there, when I lived there. It was just very, now it's like, I don't know, it's just like everything is slow pace, slow move. With all the things that be happening with the Black Lives Matter movement, you know, all the police brutality, like all of that just now is just like, it's just too much for me anyway, because I know I never really seen that much, you know, seen that much hate in New York as I have seen today. But I hope one day it get back to where everyone just showed love and everyone gave love to each other. But that was my thoughts on the 9/11, that everyone actually came together for that. And it was tragic for some people, you know, the people that worked in the World Trade Center. And at the time, I was thinking to myself, you know, my uncle is no longer here, meaning that he had passed on. And it could have been him in the World Trade Center at that time. So I just want to just make this podcast for, to give support to, you know, the survivors, the family, not the survivors because no one survived, but the family support, and to you know, share my own experience of how I felt on 9/11. And you know, that was my thoughts on the 9/11. So please give it a 5-star review on iHeartRadio, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, FM Player, Speakers, wherever you listen to your podcast at. You can follow me at son.ia975. Sonya Vasquez 679 Instagram, Sonya Vasquez 679 Twitter, Sonya Vasquez 679 Pinterest, Sonya Vasquez 679 Facebook. And I want to apologize. I don't quite want to apologize. I just want to say I'm sorry with the domestic violence podcast that I did. You know, some people really took it to heart, and I don't want to say I'm sorry about the situation, because my thing was to help other people that was in that situation. I am sorry about how it came off, how y'all preceded it, how y'all took it. You know. So I got feedback where, you know, someone actually said it was depressing, and me talking about it sound like I had died already. So I do want to apologize on behalf of, I should have delivered it better. But I want to thank you again. Please leave a comment at sv766752@gmail.com. Thank you. Much love and have a blessed day.